That's good enough.
During the next meeting, or have the entire meeting dedicated to that?
Have the entire meeting dedicated to it. We've dedicated 3 PMB meetings to KPFK. This committee ought to be able to dedicate one meeting to KPFT.
Okay, so that will
Teresa
be
for the stack.
That's actually 3 weeks from now, by the way, because we have one more Tuesday this month.
Yeah. What I have then is to have an executive session for the entire next meeting regarding urgent situations at KPFT.
Polina will second that motion.
We don't need a second, Polina. It's committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you for that, but I would prefer that we have a meeting within 2 weeks, not 3 weeks.
Teresa for the stack.
Teresa, I'm going to recognize you, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack. Go ahead, Teresa.
If I understand this correctly, Duane is asking for an executive session of the Finance Committee to discuss KPFT's financial situation. Is that correct? Because he said that the PNB had devoted 3 meetings to KPFK. So is this a PNB meeting he's talking about, or Finance Committee?
We're in the Finance Committee, so I wouldn't be making a motion for a PNB.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure. You know, you don't always have to try to make me look stupid or something.
It's a given. I'm sorry. If you look stupid,
fine.
I don't intend to make you look stupid, but it's a given.
Okay.
We're in committee.
Oh, thank you for the given. Okay, I'm opposed to this because, number one, this hasn't been brought to the KPFT LSB, and it's not coming from the KPFT Finance. We've asked for a proposed budget from management. I wish that we would be meeting like more on a weekly basis than once a month, but our chair has not called meetings more often. We tried to have a meeting, an extra meeting last month, and it didn't quite work. I wish that we could come up with more innovative proposals to come out of this rut, but this idea is coming just from Duane Lark. It's not coming from our LSB, so I'm opposed to this. It is truly embarrassing to me that we would not work harder to earn more money. And I guess I really can't say that, discuss it further in an open meeting, but
Mr. Chair, I wish to respond.
But I just don't.
When she's done.
I want to pay. It's like not paying my taxes. I feel that we should be able to pay central services, and we should work doubly hard, not just the staff, but the LSB to pay these debts on a regular basis. So I didn't like it before when it was suggested that we not pay central services, and I see that without apparent approval, we have not been paying it. So that's very disappointing to me. I mean, who gave us permission to make that a high priority that we not pay central services? Who gave us permission to not do that for the last 5 or so months?
Are you done, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. I heard Duane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, in my apparent patience to that retort. First off, if any central services were not paid, it's because the money wasn't there. And this is one of, I think the member shows the exact problems and issues that exist in KPFT, LSB, and its finance committee and certain members, that they would cut their own throat, the throat of the station, to say that this hasn't gone to the LSB, or this hasn't gone to let me inform the members that the LSB doesn't have the authority nor the resources to address what I am asking to address. So it's preposterous to use that as a reason why one would be opposed to it. That's because the problem has been created by the LSB. she's part of a supermajority at the LSB for the last two or three years and have not addressed, significantly made any difference in these issues. And yet they continue to ask the person who's been in place for 7 months or 8 months to fix it when they've been in place for 12 or 13 years and created it. So I respectfully point out that this you see with a reasonable mind and objective mind can see the response that was just given. And the explanation that was given is wanting because the LSB doesn't have the authority, nor does it have shown the ability in their supermajority to address these systemic evils, these systemic problems that exist with our building, with our funding, and what have you. But they ask a temporary manager and business manager to solve this problem. When around this network, all of you have to admit, you have 20, 30 employees running the station, and you're running a deficit. This member knows very well, being the treasurer and being a previous board member, a national board member, and a board member out at least the last 5 out of 10 years, that full well that we have 3 full-time equivalents and 1 or 2 part-time equivalents, maintaining 24 hours of operation and having a building that's been neglected by the last 5 IGM and the last 15-year tenured general manager. And yet this member would say that I oppose this, and I said nothing about central services, paying central services. I said nothing about not paying central services in my proposal with this meeting. But it is the temperament and the preposition that these members have at KPFT that it just leads me to believe that they want to sabotage it. So I'm going to ask again that this body, which is a body of the Pacifica National Board, which has the authority to make suggestions to the Pacifica National Board, and I don't believe we ought to tie up the Pacifica National Board, given that it is doing round robins with different stations, that we have the discussion because we are the finance folks. Then we make recommendations to the Pacifica National Board, and I'll close by saying, those of you who know government and those of you who know finances, you know very well that if the LSB of KPFT was going to do anything about these issues in the last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, with the supermajority that they have had, they would have done it. Case closed.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege, Chris Corey.
Chris, okay, I'll give you the point of personal privilege, but then I want to move on. I will have to deal with Dwayne's motion, but we're kind of off the topic of the
Just give me the chance to say what I have to say, and I think it'll settle it, okay?
As a point of personal privilege, certainly.
Yes. I would like to call the question on Dwayne's motion to have an executive session on October 6, 2020.
That's not really a point of personal privilege, is it?
No, it's not. You can't call the question in a committee.
Can't? Okay.
You can't? Okay. Well,
Damn you all. Okay. All right.
This is the chair. I'm going to put myself on the stack just
so
briefly.
Good.
I'm going to say that I don't think, and perhaps R. Paul can either back me up or contradict me on this, I don't think there's any prohibition on this committee discussing the subject matter of Dwayne's motion. I don't think it has to originate in the LSB at KPFT. This is a committee of the board of directors. I mean, we've directed that LSBs do various things from time to time, so that's not out of keeping with our bylaws. So I don't think there's any procedural problem. But I'm going to ask R. Paul to comment if he doesn't mind.
About what? Can we make a motion like this?
Yeah, one of the members said that, you know, the motion hadn't gone through the LSB at KPFT, and I don't think that's required.
On the very narrow ground of that, I would say no, it doesn't have to go through another LSP or anything. I will say that that's certainly something people would consider, and at some point I might want to discuss this motion so that maybe we can do other things too.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, Teresa, go ahead. I'm hesitant. I don't want to continue this back and forth, but go ahead.
I have a question. If we hold this meeting of executive session in this finance committee, how deeply will we go in, or can we go into personnel matters?
I don't think we should go into personnel matters. However, I think the question Dwayne was concerned about.
Situation, I mean, how would you skirt around that? How would you work around that?
I don't think it was personnel that was at issue. I think it was the condition of the building that brought up that subject.
Let me answer your question.
Go ahead, Dwayne. Please speak for yourself.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I think based on what personnel matters and how she would frame it would really show hand. So I wouldn't have a problem with it because I think it would show the whole motive behind things. But as you, any of you, as I said, who deal with finance and who deal with governance properly, understand the concept, know that this is a operational matter that actually has nothing to do with personnel, given the fact that I pointed out over and over and over. If you compare the personnel and the ability of the personnel, the time of the personnel, the number of personnel that KPFT has compared to all other four stations, that question she just asked is moot.
Okay. I'm going to.
What do you do with personnel?
I'm going to, again, as the chair, make one final comment and then suggest that we go to vote on this so that we can get back to our conversation about the central services formula. You know, this is vaguely germane because we're talking about central services, but we were specifically supposed to be talking about the formula. But there's a motion on the floor, and I'm just going to remind the director from Texas that I supported him when he brought that idea forward about relief for Texas from central services due to the extreme conditions there. And in recognition of the relief that WBAI had gotten on its central services. And so this is part of what I'm talking about when I'm asking people, how do we account for in a central services formula the emergency? I know that Fred gave one option, which is just pass a formula, and then if it comes to it, you have to do something down the road when the accumulated central services become ridiculous and, it can't be dealt with. But, you know, there might be some other way, and again, I'm not sure how to do it, but there might be some other way to account for emergencies and crises such as we're experiencing, again, using language that Dwayne uses about a family. We have a family. We have some starving members. We have some members that are pretty thin but not starving, and we have some members, relatively speaking, and I mean no insult by it, but we have some that are kind of overweight so in terms of personnel and or income. But, you know, we're all suffering now. Two out of the three last months, all of our stations are losing revenue and operating at a deficit. So it really, you know, what we're seeing in the worst situation could be the future of those that are in the best situation at the moment. So I'm going to finally say that I'm not opposed to having an executive session, but I'm going to suggest to Dwayne that since we have budgets to consider, we've got one budget that is going to be has been already presented tonight, but is going to be discussed a little bit. I know WBAI has a budget to present. We had to postpone a discussion of it at our last LSB meeting because we had a general manager's evaluation to discuss. We had to go into an executive session, and we didn't get to it, but we're ready. And I don't know what the situation is at the other stations because we haven't gotten to that matter yet. I wonder if Dwayne would consider finding a spot on the calendar so that we could have our regular NFC meeting, next regularly scheduled NFC meeting, but we could do this at another time slot where we could devote the entire time to this matter.
Chris Corey?
Go ahead, Chris.
Can I comment, James? I already suggested a date for that. October 6th is not our next meeting. October 13th is. So October 16th, the 6th would not interfere.
Have you checked KPFTX to see what else is on that night?
I have not.
Could you possibly do that while I entertain the other people on the stack?
I don't really have good access to a computer, but I'm sure someone else
will
hear.
You want me to check October 6th?
October 6th.
October 6th?
Thank you, Teresa.
October 6th has WPFW Outreach and Development at 7 Eastern, KPFT Development at 7 Eastern, and KPFK Fundraising Committee at 10:30 Eastern.
But no PNB meetings?
No.
No PNB.
Or committees.
Although I do have my KPFT development meeting scheduled, that which could possibly be rescheduled.
We might be able to cut it short that night too, James, and have a time certain of 10 or something like that, so people can get off and go to their other meetings.
Is that Dwayne? Would you like to, amend your own motion, or would you entertain a friendly? I don't know. I know there is no such thing, but would you entertain an amendment to your motion?
I'm not sure it needs to be amended because we haven't set a time yet. We're just trying to get an agreement to have the motion voted on. And so Teresa is indicating that she's got a meeting at 6 o'clock with development, which, in my opinion, 7:30.
Which I said I could change.
No, I'm suggesting to you that that's earlier than when we generally meet. An hour and a half probably would give you time to do the meeting. And we start this meeting at 7:30.
Okay, well, I had it scheduled for 6 p.m. Central, but I can move
Central,
it
right.
up.
Okay. So I'm saying to the chair that I don't believe it's necessary to make any adjustments to the motion.
That's fine.
We're trying to do is get a synergy of agreement as to if it conflicts with any time of other committees. Now, once we've made that determination, perhaps we can go to a vote.
Well, I'll just respond that your initial motion was that the NFC's next meeting would do this, and I guess it would still be the NFC's next meeting. It would just be a special meeting at a date that's not part of our regular schedule.
Sure.
So if you're happy with that, and if Paul can cobble that together in cogent language... I'm sorry,
Mr. Chair, I want to be on stack, but if you want an answer, I don't want it to count as being on stack.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. Please, why don't you go ahead with your comment on stack? Who else was on stack? I did hear Chris and Arpaul and someone. Was there anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Arpaul. Sorry.
Is this me on stack?
Yes, it is. You on stack. Just you on stack, yes.
The motion is to have an executive session for the entire next meeting about urgent situations at KPFT. Now, the thing is, what do we have regarding this? I gather it relates to repairs to the building and stuff like that. And, I don't see anything that we have in detail about this. And who knows about this? And are we going to end up going to an executive session to do something and find we really don't have enough stuff? We might have a lot of argument, but we may not have enough details. What exactly needs to be done? What exactly is the problem? What are the resources to be put against the problem? All these things, and, you know, that's just a very schematic reference there. Also, this is the NFC. The NFC and Pacifica have not had budgets for years and years now. We are closer than we've been in the past to getting budgets, although tonight, at the end of this meeting, we officially blow past the timeline, but not as egregiously as we've done it in the past. So I think it's really important for us to nail down a set of budgets, and I think we need to devote a lot of time to that. I don't know that talking about, building repairs is something that the NFC is going to be competent to do in the first place, and I don't know that that's the major priority for us to be doing. We're supposed to be able to deal with the finances. We have a chance to get all the budgets in before, like, November, December happens. So so I'm speaking against passing this motion, and there's that. Okay, thank you.
So this is Paulina for the staff, please.
Go ahead, Paulina.
I would like to ask Duane and other members of this committee from KPFT, Sandra, if it would be appropriate or helpful for us to invite your general manager to this this meeting that is being proposed by this motion, because I think that that would also address what R. Paul just said. Absolutely. If it would be great to be able to talk to the people that are actually in charge of the finances locally to see how we can help.
Thank you, Colleen. Anyone else for the stack?
May I respond?
Yes, Duane, go ahead. And then I'm going to respond myself. Go ahead, Duane.
Okay, taking in consideration what all of Paul said and his objection, because I frankly believe that competence on this matter is wanting at both, as he alluded to, this committee as well as the PNB, but it doesn't preclude it from making decisions. Nevertheless, I withdraw the motion, and I'll take it to the PNB. So let's move forward.
Thank you, Duane.
Okay, I'm going to thank you also, Duane, but I'm going to make my comment, and perhaps
Mr.
if
Chair?
The PNB, yes?
You have to
maybe
ask if there's, you have to ask if there's
any objection
sent to withdraw.
Very good. Before I do that, once I do that, will I still be able to make a comment, or would that be then off subject?
Well, I don't believe you have
do
to
what
ask
you want.
For withdrawal, Mr. Chair. I don't agree with that, because in a committee, first off, there's no need for a second. So there's no official action taken on the motion unless it's voted on. Then it belongs to the committee. But in a normal body, it would be owned, the body would own it once it got a second. And neither one of these things have occurred. So I don't believe it needs any further action.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
It does require unanimous consent. Any withdrawal of a motion requires unanimous consent. The motion is the property of the body. The body has discussed it. That's certainly, if it were a general assembly and nobody bothered to second it, and yet people started discussing it, that would put it on the floor without a second, because discussing it seconds it. So, really, it requires, it'll be very fast, I think, to ask for unanimous consent.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that we don't get into the weeds and extend this conversation. I will ask for unanimous consent just as a formality, but I also am going to make my final comment, which was I want Duane to know that I am open to having a discussion, not so much of the condition of the building at KPFT, but to the extent that it affects the financial condition of KPFT, and to the extent that it affects the discussion of central services, and whether or not, you know, it's just an exercise in futility to set, you know, a formula for central services that certain stations are not going to be able to meet, and then go through the exercise of having it accrue and having, you know, fingers pointed, et cetera, et cetera. And having us not act like a family, well, maybe act like a family, but a squabbling family. So I'm open to this conversation, and, you know, if we can focus it on finances and central services and how to be realistic about the situation. And I appreciate Duane's willingness to remove it now. And I, you know, again, if the PNB doesn't want to discuss it again, then I would be open to bringing it back to this committee. But so now I'm going to ask, is there any objection to allowing this motion to be withdrawn? Hearing none, we're going to consider it withdrawn. And now I see that it is
5 minutes after 10 by my clock. And
move
we
to
did
extend for 15 minutes, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes?
No, Mr. Chair. I think to be
hearing none. Hearing none, we will extend for 15 minutes. Thank you for that, committee. And I just want to remind us that we wanted to set aside 10 minutes for Sharon to report on the KPFA budget, that the draft budget that has been submitted. So why don't we go back to this? Yes, go ahead.
I wish to be recognized. Because I don't want us to move any further because other people may be listening or they may listen later. The way that my motion was characterized by the previous speaker, it was a mischaracterization because while it mentioned KPFT's building, it had to do everything with finances. So I don't want to leave that without making that point that while the member characterized that it had only to do with the building, it didn't. As you alluded to, and I thank you for bringing that out, but I want to make it even more clear that it has to do with the financial situation of KPFT and seeking relief. Thank you.
Understood. I hope now we can move on, and let's please go back to the discussion of the central services formula and remember that we're going to give Sharon some time to introduce her draft KPFA budget at the end.
Mr. Chair, can I have the floor again?
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, first of all, I think there's a misconception throughout the organization and maybe even more widely than that, but especially I think in Pacifica, I've noticed it here more than any other place I've ever worked, and that's there's this tendency to treat financial reports from individual stations as if they're report cards rather than maps. And I want you all to think about that statement very carefully because we are all part of one organization. And if we don't know how each individual unit is performing by disguising the performance by adjusting expenses, for example, of each individual unit, then we'll have no idea where the improvement needs to be made. I think it's very short-sighted and incidentally, Bill Crozier brought this up a lot in this committee. I bit my tongue every time, but I'm not going to do so tonight because I think it's a mistake to bury the expenses of the organization on the books and not distribute it evenly throughout the organization, because what that does is it shows favor for certain units in the organization and it doesn't show which units are underperforming. And the reason why that's important is that we don't know how to dedicate resources to the individual units unless we can see that. In other words, it's the very fact that you're running a deficit as a station that makes the situation that compels us as an organization to help those individual units. You should not consider it a fault on your part. It's not a report card. You are not going to get spanked for that. You're going to get helped. And I think we got to start thinking about Pacifica organizationally as a unit. Rather than as these individual units that are being called out and punished, because I just don't think it's a smart way to operate, but I don't think it's sensible either. It doesn't make any sense to do that. We either value the resources that we have within this organization and try to take care of them and manage them, or we sit there and spit at each other when we're down. And I'm really, really getting tired of it in this organization. I've been tired of it for over a year now, and the fact that it's still going on now when we're almost in crisis is upsetting to the point where it's almost making me tearful. I mean, it's really not a good place for us to be as an organization. So I would really appreciate it if you would consider the financial reports of each individual station as guidance instruments to help you make improvements and for the organization as a whole to help you make those improvements and to give justification for doing that rather than as a scorecard telling you that you're bad or good. We're not children here. We're adults. And this isn't it's not a contest. It's an asset and we need to protect it as an organization. And I'm really, really sad that it's come to this point, but it has. And I just want us to behave as if we're all in this together. And I've made this case many, many times before, not in this particular way, but I would really appreciate it if you guys could take that to heart, because, you know, I don't have a lot of words like that in me for this organization. So I'm not going to repeat myself a lot. Anyway, getting back to the central services formula,
I'm going to interject and say amen, but go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Getting back to the central services formula, I think we basically all agree that listener revenue is a way, is an objective way, or about as an objective a way as we can have of assessing an individual unit's ability to pay. Whether that unit can pay is based on a whole bunch of mitigating factors, as James and Duane have alluded to in the course of this meeting. But that's not important. That only tells us what we need to do to help those stations, okay? So I think we all agree that it's revenue. I'm going to advocate for using six-month listener revenue only for one reason, and that's that we're in a very dynamic situation right now. We've had this very deep V-shaped recession, and it's impacting it's a very dynamic revenue element in the economy, and I'm not sure how that will translate into contributions on the part of listeners. I don't think anybody knows that. I'm hopeful, based on what I'm seeing at KPFA, that people will say, okay, we need this incredibly valuable resource so that we can have news that we can actually use to vote. And I know that this hasn't worked. It didn't work in 2016, but I would argue that 2016 was a very apathetic election, and this is a very activist election, or at least I'm hoping it will be, and that KPFA Pacifica has a role to play in that. At least I'm hoping that. I really am. So I was going to advocate for the six-month listener thing just because it is the most dynamic way to do this. And if we do this, unfortunately, it's going to hurt KPFA quite a bit, which is my home station. It's going to have to pay more central services money, but it has more resources at this juncture, so it makes sense to do that. KPFK is going to see the largest cut, but they are hurting the most, so it makes sense to do that. KPFT is going to see the second largest cut, so it makes sense to do that. I mean, all of this stuff kind of makes sense. Here I am advocating for that position, but you know, the membership thing is still up there for you guys to look at. I encourage you to look at it. I would love to write a proposal to carry to the PNB. I don't think we can do that tonight because I suspect that I only have about 3 minutes left here to make that happen. But if you would, if you would enable me to do it, I suppose I could pass it around on the side and everybody could. Well, we need to vote on it and figure this stuff out anyway. I'm talking too much in my excitement, so I apologize. I'll shut up now.
That was all good, and we appreciate the work that you put into this, and we appreciate your comments. Is there anybody else for the stack?
R. Paul for stack?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Duane to the stack.
Okay.
And Duane.
One of the things we need to do at some point, and we haven't really determined it, is we need to see how much money are we trying to raise with these central services fees. We need to get some sort of guidance regarding just what PRA and what the national office are going to need. Because if we, you know, if we go through the formula and
I can respond to that.
And it still ends up too low, that's a problem. If we go through the formula and it ends up, you know, high by a silly amount, then we've wasted resources. So I think we need to get those numbers in here as well. Regarding other comments, I don't want to be undiplomatic or anything, but the idea that nobody's going to that these are not report cards, but they're ways of seeing how we're performing and all of that. And you know, it's not always used that way. And I don't think the leopard's going to change its spots anytime soon. And regarding getting help, there's all sorts of stuff that can be called help, and some of us have seen help come barging through the door and doing bad things. People doing that said, this is going to help you a lot. So, I appreciate what was said, but I also appreciate the history of the Pacifica Foundation and how we've all done all sorts of things. I remember KPFA with people having to camp out in front of the place while these strange guys from some possibly right-wing organization were in the station trashing the place and, you know, doing all sorts of bad things. And other stations have also experienced bad things happening and people locking people up. You know, all sorts of stuff happens. So I look at it with a lot of perspective on this, and I would like it to work out the way Chris says. But I'm, you know, I'm going to be still sort of watching everything. So there's that. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. Dwayne?
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can I respond? I'm sorry.
Let's Dwayne, and then Chris will hear from you.
Okay. I apologize. Go ahead. Sorry, Dwayne.
Mr. Chair, I would yield to Chris, because I'd like to hear his response, and then whatever time's left, I'll consume.
Yeah, and I'm going to put myself on the stack at the end. Thank you. Go ahead. Thank you for that, Dwayne. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. So first of all, what I expressed is that these documents should be aspirational. I'm not saying that they are or that they haven't been used in other ways. I'm sure that you can use, you know, you can use a hammer to drive a nail or to kill somebody. You know, I mean, I'm just saying that the most productive value that these financial statements have is as a, is the utility that they have, and we are diminishing the utility that they have by treating them as if they're anything other than guidance documents. If you guys want to treat them as report cards, you go right ahead, but I don't really want much to do with that, okay? Just letting you know, not that this organization revolves around me. It certainly doesn't, but I'm just saying that I think that that's a very flawed way of viewing financial reports. And I think that anybody who treats them in any way other than that should be called out for that. And if they haven't been, well, then let's make it a practice. So there was another comment that, that R. Paul made right off the bat. He kind of asked a question. I think it was about the resources that's necessary to run the national office. I do not know about the archives, but it's what I put on that document that I sent you guys, the $1.44 million a year, is the shortfall between the resources that the P&O gathers and what it spends. And I can send you a spreadsheet that shows that. So I will do that after the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Certainly, I want to echo, and I, too, amen, what Chris said and his sentiment and the passion and the pain that I share with him. Certainly, I think what we see here displayed is what organizations are made of and what the humanity and human experience is about. You have the old hands who've been burned, and who have a very watchful eye and very skeptical, and Chris, myself, and maybe you even, Mr. Chair, haven't been around as long, and we're more open-minded, we're more, some would say gullible, but I'm the least of gullible. I just don't have that history and don't have those scars, so to speak. So we come at it from a different perspective. And Chris' professional approach to it, and the experience that he has in numbers and how budgeting and how it ought to be viewed is just a different prism. And I think Pacifica could use more of it, frankly. Now, I also believe that a classic example of help in Texas here, where we have a governor and we have a state legislature that says to the federal government, hell no, we're not taking the hundreds of millions of dollars you're going to give us to help put more poor folks on Medicaid, and help them come out of their health situation. Because we've seen that before, and you just control, you just do this. So from that extent, I say what we ought to do is try to balance this old view and the burning and the scorching that has happened with these new cats who haven't had that experience and have a very open outlook and hopeful outlook that we can get beyond that. And as far as the finances with respect to KPFT and the Pacifica period, that too often I hear from some of my own at KPFT, well, we know the house is burning, but we don't think it ought to be put out right now because we don't think you're raising enough money on your own, which is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Fred, thank you,
Dwayne.
Vote for the stack.
Paulina, I'm sorry, but we're out of time, and I put myself on the stack. I'm going to just say something very briefly, and then I hope we could move to extend for 5 minutes to hear from Sharon. But I'm going to say, and this is an attempt at humor to lighten the situation a little bit. I'm going to say this is based on what our Paul was saying about what happens sometimes among the stations. And I'm just, this thought struck me. I hope everybody can put it into context. I'm going to say that I'm from Pacifica, and I'm here to help you. that's a joke. All right.
Can I say something for just very short?
Let me finish what I'm saying,
Fred. Pardon me?
It wasn't Sharon. It was Paulina.
Oh, no. I know it was Paulina, but Sharon, we wanted to hear from about the KPFA budget that's arrived.
Okay.
We had planned to do that at the end of the meeting.
I thought we were on the agenda item of the central services.
Oh, we had discussed during the agenda approval doing that at the end. Let me make my quick comment. And if we can have indulgence, we'll ask for a 5-minute extension so everybody can get in here. I wanted to also say that I don't think we're ready to vote on this. Obviously, we're at the end of our time. I think we need to have time to study, discuss, and consider this. Hopefully, we can do that amongst ourselves before our next meeting. And I also want to say to Chris that I think a form of help for the stations that are struggling, which we really already know, we've got the roadmap for which stations are struggling and where they are and which ones have been cut to the bone. And if we cut them anymore, there's going to be nothing left. And they won't ever be able to survive. And I just want to say that perhaps one way we can help the stations is to develop realistic central services formulas that would provide help and relief to the stations and might actually, yes, tax some of the stations which are already, because they're paying their central services, paying a disproportionate share of the expenses of the entire network. But just realizing it as up front instead of waiting until, again, the accrual gets so large that, you know, it's impossible to even consider dealing with it. So can we have a motion to extend for 5 minutes?
Mr. Chair, Paulina moves to extend for 5 minutes.
Any objection? Hearing none, I heard Paulina. And
Fred.
Who else did I hear?
Fred.
And Fred, and anybody else? Somebody, people haven't
Sandra.
Spoken
Teresa.
Too much.
No, sorry, Teresa.
Yes.
Anybody else? Okay, try to, you know, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, so we can get everybody in. Go ahead, Paulina.
Okay. Thank you. I wanted to bring up the following. When we talk about central services, we also need to understand how big the pie is. This is a discussion that we've been having among our committee members of the local finance committee at KPFK. This comes from the chair and others. We need to figure out what the pie is, what the size of the pie is, in order to understand, you know, what's the size of each slice going to be. And I understand the logic of saying, well, first we need to figure out what the budgets are for each station to then come up with a national budget. But I think it might just need to be the other way around. And this might have to be a conversation for next time, and I'm sure it's not the first time that somebody brings this up. But it's I think that it is an important conversation to have. Nationals shouldn't be waiting for local budgets in order to come up with what their needs are. So how much do you need to keep at the national office for national programming, for this, for that, the other thing? And then based on that, look at what what the central services formula should be. That's one thing. Another thing is what we're struggling with at KPFK, for instance, is as we go through the process of working out a budget for our local station is what those numbers for the budget are based on. How do you come up with an actual reasonable expected revenue? Should you expect the same windfall? Do you really expect grandma and grandpa to die this year as well, you know, and leave you $500,000 or whatever it is? Or do you, I mean, that those kind of, and I'm very sorry if I sound crass. It's my dark humor, but
you have a comedy
more seriously. Thank you, I appreciate that. all of those conversations need to be had about how budgets are made, what kind of numbers are they based on, and if we don't have reliable numbers, we can't have really reliable budgets, and therefore. We're in trouble as far as how much, what kind of money in central services are we going to be able to pay? Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Fred.
Thank you. This is very short. We need a budget from the national office so we know what the percentage will be for central services. That's it.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's an echo.
James for the
and
staff.
And then Teresa.
Chris Corey. Chris Corey for the staff.
That was a very good point.
Unfortunately, we are going to be out of time. So I'm going to
extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. Go ahead. And wait a minute. Now, let me get it straight who was on the stack. I have Teresa. Then was it Chris?
Yes.
Chris, and who else?
I don't think anyone else is on the stack.
Maybe we can conclude there. Go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Go to Sharon. I'm sorry. We'll go to Sharon after that. Go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
All right. What worries me the most, coming from a station that is relatively small but has great potential, is that I don't want to slip into a situation where we become apathetic about meeting our obligations. When I look at the big picture, I'm concerned about the loans and the interest. I mean, we owe some money at the end of this month, and I believe we have a quarterly payment in December, and I'm wondering how we're going to make those things because our building is collateral for that loan. And maybe I'm not privy to something, but I'm not seeing, please tell me if there's a committee that knows how we're going to pay these things. Also, I'm concerned about how we pay NEDA and how we pay the auditor and other critical services that we benefit from. Because I think, I'm still hoping we'll get the money to get money from, like, CPB, and we need to get the audits done. So I'm really concerned about whether we pay into central services. So I'm hopeful that Chris or other people who have ideas of how we can turn this around, I'm open to that. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
I was muted. Chris.
Yes, I just wanted to let everybody know that I sent around a PDF. It's such a small file that I didn't bother sending it as a spreadsheet of the P&O budget for the last 3 years that shows the amount that they raised independently, the central services, and the net amount that needs to be brokered basically through the central services. So it turns out to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.4 million for the last 2 years. I think it was slightly less than that the year before, but you guys can have a look at that. So as far as the starting point goes, there's your starting point. If you want a detailed analysis of what the national office does, I invite that discussion, although I think that it's going to take two or three meetings to go through all of that. It might be better for us just to assume that the obligations are going to continue and to figure out how to pay them. Like I say, it's not for me to, it's for the committee to decide, not for me. It's just my recommendation. So There you have the information. I hope you will entertain it and digest it, and hopefully we can come up with something reasonable in terms of the central services formula. I would, just as one last plea, I would suggest that we entertain mitigating factors for individual stations that are undergoing hardship, but that we ask stations to try their best to meet the obligations in a more sort of unilateral and across-the-board way, and not worry so much about what the accumulated deficits are. I know that there are stations that feel that these things are going to be used as bludgeons to beat stations down. I get that. You know, I've said that many, many times before. I just think that that's a really bad way for a corporation, a public corporation, a charitable corporation, a corporation with a social purpose like Pacifica to behave. And I just wish that we could behave differently than that. And I hope, it is my hope that we can. So once again, aspirational language from your former chair, and thank you for entertaining this proposal.
Thank you, Chris. Dwayne, if you don't mind, we're down to about 1 minute for Sharon to make her presentation of the budget. Could you be really quick, like 10 seconds, 15 seconds?
Well, if we only have 1 minute and she's supposed to have 10, wouldn't it be appropriate to extend?
I'm in favor of that, but I think, you know, some people might be getting to the end of their tolerance, but
well,
go ahead,
was,
make a motion.
I was at that point at the beginning of the meeting after two and a half hours today with KPFT Finance Committee, but I'm willing to.
I appreciate that.
I will move to extend for 12 minutes.
I have to get going, people, so fine, but I might not be here.
Is that Sharon?
Well, I'm only going to take 2 minutes of it, Sharon, so I'm trying to give you whatever time you need to get
go
the report.
Go for it then. Go.
Okay. I just wanted to point out that...
Did we approve this?
We didn't decide to extend. Is there any objection to extending for 12 minutes? Hearing none. Go ahead, Dwayne. Hello?
Is that for me, Mr. Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dwayne. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to point out that it is important that we look at the holistic part of things. And when we consider the fact that KPFT is a station that needs help. And as we move forward, if we would keep in mind that it's great to pay central services, but the fact of the matter is, if we don't support the station in its need right now, and it goes blank, not able to perform on the air, and all the points that Chris made previously, as well as what he's just made, I believe that if we really look at ourselves as a network, it really wouldn't be that much pushback internally as well as externally to address some of the systemic issues in this finance committee, which I've taken out. But hopefully at the next level, at the PNB level, we're going to be able to look at this from a holistic standpoint. We're going to look at it from a historical standpoint. We're going to look at it from who can afford and who can't. And when we get this idle money, as I said in my original motion, that those in the greatest need would be given priority. Thank you for your indulgence.
Thank you, Dwayne. I'm going to make a concluding remark, and then we'll go to Sharon to accept her and hear her delivery notes on the KPFA budget. I just want to say that we have come so far, and we are so close to getting our eligibility back for the CPB money, which at WBAI is what causes our deficits, the lack of it, and would really breathe new life into our network. But if we cut and cut and cut at the stations that are hurting to the point where we lose our listenership, which I think we're in danger of doing at KPFT, our listenership may start to dwindle as a result of some of the things that are happening there, then we'll be ineligible again because we won't have enough listeners to qualify for the CPB money. So I just hope we can all do our homework. This is an important committee. We've kind of gotten sidetracked into general conversations. We've got a lot of information in front of us now. We need to study it. We need to learn it. We need to be fluent with it. We need to be able to discuss it. So when we come back here in 3 weeks, we're ready to go. We've got another budget we're getting. We've got a draft budget we're getting now from Sharon. The draft budgets are going to start to come in. We've got to address all of that. So we really need to start focusing on the number crunching and studying, doing our homework. Okay, that's all. Sharon, are you ready to present the KPFA budget?
Okay. So first, going back to the agenda, had other stuff going. Did we get budget timelines from any of the other stations, budget updates?
Well, I think we were going to have what we had done was we had put 10 minutes for you to present your budget into the discussion of the central services, and we never got out of that item, so we haven't reached that yet.
That is not what we did. We put my time into the budget timeline.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I think you're correct. That is right. So, yes, so we're going to be on item 8, and you'll be first. That's all.
Okay. So now I want to point out that I was first the other week, and we still haven't heard from other stations. So, I mean, I know we all talk about being holistic and, you know, being all one. If they always seem to be up first and, you know, on the firing squad. So that's my first presentation on the budget. And then my second point is that, yes, the PNB hasn't passed any budgets for 4 years. Last year, which was my first year on the NFC, none of the other stations presented budgets as far as I know. I believe KPFA did submit one or had one last year. I don't know what happened. There was no procedure for doing anything with it. So I find the discussion about budgets somewhat divorced from reality. I think Teresa was absolutely right that we need to be talking about paying down the loan. I think that the discussion about getting CPB money in the near future is unrealistic. There are audits that have not been completed for fiscal year 2019, so we've already missed the timeline for applying for this year, and as I understand it, it will be at least next year, and then it takes time for the money to come in, so you're talking about at least the end of 2021, if not 2022. So if we could just leave the CPB thing off the table for a while and stop pretending that that is going to come through and say things, that would help the budget discussion. As far as our KPFA budget, we brought it up at the LSB meeting, and it was voted on, and it was approved, and it has been submitted to the NFC according to the timeline.
Yay!
Okay, well, thank you. And it was not intended to put you on the firing line. It was intended to give you a chance to crow about your success at being the first station to come in and within the timeline. So
I just want to respond and say I'm not into crowing. I agree with Chris. I'm not trying to make KPFA seem better. I actually was just trying to comply with the timeline. Of course, we got a lot of SHIT from a bunch of people for trying to do that, for actually trying to comply with the timeline set by this NFC. But nevertheless, we did it. It's not something to crow about. I just believe that's good governance, and that is all I am trying to do.
Well, congratulations. Well done.
Good governance.
Okay, thank you. I'm as long as I'm speaking, I'm just also going to say that when I started on the audit committee 2 years ago, we were 4 years behind in our audits, and now we're only one, and we are within a few months of completing that, hopefully, maybe even shorter than that. So we are making progress.
Absolutely.
So, now, going back to the agenda here, Sharon was right. We did KPFA first, and it was just because we were going around it the way that I think it's frequently done. We did KPFA, then KPFK, and then we're going to go KPFT, WPFW, WI. We're kind of geographically going around the half circle from the Berkeley area around to New York. So the next station on the list was KPFT. Anybody want to say anything about how you're timeline, how you're progressing on getting a budget passed so that we can get it to the NFC and try and, you know, proceed with our process?
Does the treasurer wish to speak?
I'm discouraged. I think that we need to maybe have meetings every week. But we ended our meeting today and we didn't schedule our next meeting. So I hate to suggest that. We're going into a big election and I'm going to be working. So I would like to say that I was on top of it, but I'm not. So that's where I'm feeling, a little discouraged here. I'd love to get it done.
May I ask if Teresa or you know where your budget is in your, is it in your finance committee? Is it soon to come to the LSB or just, you know, where is it in the process is what I'm trying to ask.
Well, what she said, she told you she's discouraged. So let the encouraged one answer the question, if you don't mind.
Well, without characterizing us, yeah,
go ahead.
I'm only using her words, Mr. Chair. I'm not characterizing anything.
I know.
For someone who has a positive view of the situation to answer your positive question. And the answer is that I'm encouraged. And I think that shows the contrast between what is going on at not just KPFT, but KPFA and any other station. You have differences of approach, opinions, and priorities. Now, our business manager and IGM has been working very hard, and they put a proposed budget together last month, and it was submitted to us. Now, what some members of the KPFT Finance Committee would like to do is to drag it out, but there's a budget ready to come up now. But they want to do this and do that and ask that and ask this and ask that and ask this and meet. We've had 14 meetings this year, which I think is more meetings than one station altogether and several other stations. So this business of being discouraged, in my opinion, is unfounded. And it's not placed on how much work and how much effort KPFT members of the KPFT Finance Committee, notwithstanding the work that our able and committed business manager has put and the IGM. And also, let's keep in mind that KPFT, unlike any of the other four stations, have had six managers and IGM managers in the last 7 years. Now, how could you possibly expect any continuity or anything to get done with respect to writing finances or writing anything? And then you put it on the back of a person who's been there for 6 months as if he was the one who created it. So let's just get this straight, and let's just put it out in the truth sector. The fact of the matter is we have a budget that they worked on. That would be the manager and the general manager, only two full-time employees we have. And they submitted it last month. We scheduled the chair of the finance committee scheduled a meeting. It didn't happen for whatever reason. A meeting occurred today that the finance committee could have approved the proposed. But after all, the only job the LSB is supposed to have, according to the bylaws, is to review and to work with the manager on a budget. So if the manager and the business manager has worked on a budget and submitted it, and that's their best professional opinion, why you need the next 4 weeks to meet every week to try to pigeonhole it or do whatever you want to do with it? So the answer, Mr. Chair, is that a budget has been submitted, and I'd like to bring it up. And if I can get that vote out of the LSB, I will, because it's just games being played to make folk look bad.
Okay. R. Paul, we have about a minute left. Would you like to comment on WBAI, where we are? There's nobody here. Just to reiterate, there's nobody here from PFW.
Okay. Very fast. First of all, WBAI did submit an FY20 budget last year. So, yes, there wasn't only one budget there. There were more than one, and BAI was one of them. Anyway, we have our local finance committee on August 26th voted to pass our draft FY21 budget along to the LSB without any recommendations. It is a budget that has a deficit. Unfortunately, the WBAI LSP voted to go into executive session for another reason, and in my opinion, I'm not sure about the legality of that. But anyway, the budget was not gotten to at that meeting. So basically, we have something. On the other hand, we did ask the general manager to do a few things and revise that budget, and he hasn't yet. So we've basically got a budget, from the local finance committee meeting, but we don't have the revised version of it yet, and I am hoping that the general manager will get that to me so I can send it to people, send a representation of it to people. So that's where we're at. As soon as the general manager does that, we can move it along, and, we'll see. I don't know. Is the LSP going to get to approve it, or is it going to just come right to the National Finance Committee? You can go either way, I guess. That's my report.
Okay, thank you, Paul. With that, I
How
think we
KPFK?
Have reached our conclusion. Pardon me?
How about KPFK?
Well, we did KPFK last time, but if you want to go again, go ahead. We're just going to keep coming back to this at every meeting. So KPFA would be next, but if Sharon would like to decline, because we come around full circle, we could go to KPFK. Do you want to?
I can make it short.
Now?
I can make it real short.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We've gotten the fifth iteration of our KPFK budget from the general manager and business manager. Our finance committee chair met with them to suggest revisions and corrections. But the budget as presented is still got a deficit of $700,000 and is not ready. The finance chair thinks that we can have a budget maybe sometime in mid-October or so to present to the LSB. That's it.
Very good. Thank you.
James, I know you want to entertain an adjournment, but this is Chris Corey. I'd just like to make one quick comment about the budgets in general. It'll only take about 30 seconds.
Go ahead, Chris.
So I want to encourage the individual stations to try and construct budgets that are balanced. And I want to also reflect on the fact that the reason that we didn't pass WBAI's budget last year was for that very reason. Actually, there were two reasons. One reason was that we didn't have good, solid financial data at the time. Okay? So now we have good, solid financial data. But the second reason was that ARPOL didn't want to pass a budget that was in deficit. And I appreciate that. So stations should strive for that. And I understand that in some cases it won't be possible, but they should definitely try to do that whenever possible. So thanks. I appreciate the moment.
All right. We are out of time, so I'm just going to declare us to be adjourned. Thank you all. Spirited discussion. Study the materials. We'll come back next time.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Anita.
Good night.
Good night all.